I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un meet for the next 2 days in a high-stakes summit in Vietnam. Number one issue on the agenda? Denuclearization. It comes at a key time when South Korea marks its centennial celebration of the March 1st independence movement. For them, the summit's about reclaiming a future in freedom and unity. Asian Access's Joe Handley says,
we need the body of Christ to be praying for this gathering. No matter where you line up in the political spectrum, this could be a pivotal event. And it doesn't matter what you think of Kim Jong-un or President Donald Trump. What's important is that we be praying that God can work in the midst of whatever's going to happen there.
And social justice has a variety of definitions. However, Danielle Strickland, an ambassador with Compassion International, explains that for Christians, social justice means peace and right relationships for all mankind. It's a God-sized vision, but small steps are the place to start.
I think we also make things complex when we don't want to do them. I don't think actually justice is complex at all. I think it's really simple. We just don't want to do it. So we make it really hard and we make it above our pay grade so we don't have to do it. But really sharing isn't that complex. Kids get it pretty quickly. And kids do it pretty quickly.
Strickland encourages people to get involved with social justice through organizations like Compassion International. Compassion works with a local church to bring God's word and justice to poor and marginalized communities around the world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.